How does one go about conducting a groundbreaking investigation? Last Monday, Northwestern Hillel and Medill welcomed two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists to campus to answer this question and more. Jody Cantor and Megan Toohey spoke about their 2017 investigative reporting on the sexual assault allegations against movie producer Harvey Weinstein.
At the beginning of an investigation, you don't really know what the truth is. And so you have the anxiety of not knowing, and that cannot, you know, it can feel very unresolved. You know, are you going to find out? What are you going to find out? Was there actually any wrongdoing? Is there really a story there? Then when you begin to learn things, the anxiety shifts to the second stage, which is kind of a different form, which is, I have this information, but can I put it in the paper? Can I prove it? And that was a long and difficult moment in the Weinstein investigation. It's the moment that brought us together, and it lasted for most of the investigation, and it mounted as we learned more and more of these women's stories.
That was Jody Cantor describing their journalistic process. And for WNUR News, I'm Mary Randolph. In conversation with Medill professor Patty Wolter, Cantor and Toohey discussed their journalistic work, their book, She Said, recounting their investigative journey, and the upcoming movie by the same name. The film is screening at the Wilmette Theater tonight at 7 for Northwestern students. Cantor and Toohey are played by Zoe Kazan and Carrie Mulligan, respectively. The movie chronicles theirs and their sources' journeys of bringing the story to light.
It lives, I think, alongside the sort of real facts of the investigation as contained in this book in what we think and hope can be like a pretty healthy way. And then the bold, provocative thing about it is that it returns the Weinstein story to Weinstein's medium and his native ground.
Cantor and Toohey visited as part of the Nierenberg Family Foundation annual speaker event. The tradition started in 2015 and has brought speakers including Holocaust scholar Deborah Lipstadt and White House correspondent Maggie Haberman. Northwestern Hillel Executive Director Michael Simon said he was excited to collaborate with Medill for this event and broaden Hillel's reach on campus.
Hillel is the Center for Jewish Life here at Northwestern and the catalyst for all kinds of expressions of Jewish identity. And we do all kinds of programming. And one of the things that I've been very excited to do is to create partnerships that kind of amplify our impact on the broader campus.
Cantor and Simon initially connected about planning an event in 2019. Though the journalists first planned to come speak in April of 2020, it was postponed and later rescheduled for April of 2022 before getting rescheduled again for this fall. The complications of getting Cantor and Toohey to campus, Simon said, reminded him of Dayenu, a song sang at Passover Seder in the Jewish tradition.
Dayenu, and Dayenu means it would have been enough for us. And basically the song is if God had taken us out of slavery, but not brought us out of the desert to the promised land, it would have been enough. And if God had brought us out and not fed us manna in the desert, it would have been enough. Dayenu. So we had a feeling of if they just get to campus, they're both here on campus, and even if the program is flat and nobody shows up, Dayenu, it would be enough. And it turns out just in the song, it turned out to be so much, basically it met and exceeded, I think, all of our expectations, which was really something fulfilling for us.
Simon said he appreciated the level of student engagement and attendance at the event because public speaking events often draw an older crowd. They welcomed around 100 people in the McCormick Foundation Center Forum.
The Nierenbergs, when they first provided funding for this, they really said, we want to fill the audience with students. The point is, it's a campus and we want students to be exposed to these great voices. And that is exactly in line with what I wanted for it.
One student attendee, Medill third year Henry Roach, had been awaiting this event since he read and loved She Said last spring.
That was a very impressive feat of reporting. I thought it was a very instructive book as well for investigative journalism. to get such an inside look from not a biography or an external story, but from the two journalists who broke such a big story to have their internal perspective on every step they took to get it to happen.
Henry had a chance to pose a question to them about how journalism becomes canonized into history. He also asked about the chapter in their book about Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault.
My question for you is, as not only your Harvey Weinstein story, but She Said and the story of how you told this story and how it ended the Me Too movement, as this becomes part of journalism history and part of our global history and has talked about, what are your hopes, but perhaps also your fears for what might happen as it becomes a history?
Tui and Cantor responded with an enthusiasm for his thoughtful understanding of their work.
Come up here, can we give you a hug?
Yeah.
And said now the story is in the hands of its audience, not just them.
We can't control everything about how this is remembered in the future, right? We could spend the rest of our lives trying and probably not succeed. I think it's our goal to tell it as straight as possible, to let the women, the sources, speak for themselves, to leave really good records of what happened so that even though we may be the primary narrators, but, you know, we're not the sole narrators of what happened. And then hope that the right themes come to the fore.
Medill first year Lena Peterson said the event reminded her of the power of our collective voices. Because Lena identifies as Jewish and is involved with Hillel on campus, she said Cantor, a powerful Jewish woman, was especially inspiring to her.
I just think it's inspiring, like, to be, like, a Jewish woman and to see another Jewish woman in the same field that you want to go into, like, really be able to use her voice in such a powerful way. It just, like, adds a little bit to, I guess, my connection to her and her experiences.
Professor Walter, who moderated the event, said she hopes students took from the event the idea of passion for one's work.
There's a lot of conversation in the culture right now about how hard we have to work in our jobs and work-life balance and, you know, quiet quitting and all this kind of stuff, and we're rethinking work post-pandemic and how much we need to be in offices. And then there's this book and this movie that both talk about and show how much good investigative reporting is a 24/7 kind of job. And I think that I hope, rather, that rather than scare people, that there's a recognition that jobs you're passionate about make fulfill your life.
Tickets are still available for the screening of She Said at 7 p.m. tonight at Wilmette Theater. Shuttles are running from 625 University Place. Hillel and Medill continue to hold programming events throughout the year, with Hillel's celebrity speaker event a week from today on Wednesday, November 9th.